Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight, and again, yes, I like to do these podcasts because I love to communicate and further the creativity process. But being a creator also means I have to be aware of reality. The reality of the world is when I create, sometimes incidentally, with the songs I've written, some people in my environment or online, I get information that they think my writing or whatever isn't what it is or whatever, but it doesn't matter, you know. The most important thing is that when I talk about my songs, like the Dove Matter Part 2 to the hits, or anything I create, you know, the reality is every songwriter or singer, they have to protect themselves. Like, I register everything with BMI or ASCAP, or I register it with, you know, the copyright office. Unfortunately, I was forced to, because, you know, if I release it without publishing or copyright, the probability of somebody would take my song. And that is true also when I play my songs on the keyboard. If someone listens to it, they may try to take it, so I've added it all to my publishing. What came up recently, unfortunately, is like the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, the hits, is a song I Really Want to Be With You, which is one of my favorite songs of pop. You know, I love to dance, so I love to write. But on one of my albums, the Dove Knight, 1990 to 2019, my age, it was the song I Really and I Really Want to Be With You are the same song. And it's the same song. Both are on my BMI account. And, you know, the reality of the situation is that if I release these songs without any registration with Broadcast Music Incorporated or ASCAPE, you know, Authors, Society for Authors, Publishers, etc., or if I didn't even try to copyright it or one or the other, whatever, there'd be no way I could protect the song. I Really is the same as I Really Want to Be With You, okay? And someone has stated that they thought it was a different song. I have different titles for the same song, you know, but I put them all together because the song been copyrighted. Because I can't, unfortunately, in the music business, it is what it is. With so many people saying they owe this and losses, I'm not trying to be, you know, put a damper on everything. That wasn't what it is. Because it came up to me, incidentally, about somebody said one song or this song or whatever. If you like any of my songs, it's there for you to listen to, you know. If anyone wanted to use my song, they had to contact me directly, and the answer would be yes if they get permission by the real Dove Knight. Because the other incident was that somebody said that they were Dove Knight and they weren't. So I had people impersonating me. So I want you to let you know that Dove Knight, the real Dove Knight, is me. You can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. I had a website, and it's probably because people can't see me. They see me in these disguises as part of my artistry, and they don't know what I look like or so on. Maybe they do, and some people probably do, but just contact me directly. Unfortunately, in the real world, art is what it is. I hope to not damper any spirit, because I want to be positive, because I'm just talking about my music. My music is something I've been doing for many years. And these are songs that took a lot out of me, but at the same time, I was inspired the songwriting in particular about events in my life or in general to help me write it, like this one.
Enjoy writing about love on A Dove Night Matter Part 2. There was also a really
issues related to adversity. Like, you know, it's hard to rock, but adversity.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right.
You know, it was about, you know, Chinese Now and Am is like, you know, just having someone who just go through one misfortune and one misfortune. As I told you, the situation of my odyssey coming from Western New York to Hollywood and discovering how if I went to fantasy to go true, I had to deal with the reality. And I always had to be aware of reality, the reality of living on the streets and so on and getting my life together. And you hear the lyrics about struggling in school. Well, part of the realization of life is to expand and try to do as many positive deeds as possible. Why am I an artist, which is first and foremost? I had to realize I had to use my mind. And I struggled in school. It was tough. But it's part of, you know, to help me get that dream to learn and to grow. And also with my music and employment and so on, as well as with music. You know, I struggled, you know, making music and got so many rejections, but I always believe that I'm going to be okay and everything's going to be fine. You know, I went through so much. I even had people who looked to listen to my podcast or listen to my music and say I shouldn't be in the industry or say that, you know, they even say tell people, oh, I need to stop doing the music thing. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to be positive. And being positive means, you know, spreading goodwill and cheer and respect to you and everybody, respect to me and all my fellow men. But the other reason to be positive is to tell the truth. Sometimes, you know, the dark clouds come out, and in order to be happy, we have to face, you know, things that we don't like, but deal with it and overcome it to be healthier and cleanse the darkness out of myself to be happier. And I talk about it in the Dove Night Matter Part 2, this song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. It's like overcoming obstacles. And, you know, I'm giving examples of what I go through. Even today, people say I shouldn't be in the industry. They think I'm crazy to write rock music, or they think, why is I'm doing the podcast, you know, blah, 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 I didn't write my song, which is all lies. And I say I continue to do it because I did write my music. And I am an indie artist, yes, but I am a professional singer-songwriter. And I truly wrote those songs, and I have a gift. I have a gift to give to the world, and I respect all artists, and I respect all of you who's listening, or any person who wants to, you know, be a good, you know, fellow human being, or if not, I respect them anyway. You know, I respect all my fellow human beings, you know. And what I'm trying to say is that if someone has a dream or ambition or whatever, or fantasy, go for it. As long as we're realistic, it's good to have a dream or good to have a talent, a gift. And I have that, and so do you. And we got to continue to go for it. And the indifference of the world is the negativity. And the way to it is to persevere and overcome the negativity. And that's what the tragedy is, not what I am. Because I talk about, like, all the bad things, and then I talk about the good things. You know, tragedy is not what I am. I've been through hell, but I'm a man. I've been through a lot of hell, you know. So, in spite of it all, no matter what happens, I be positive. And that's what the song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. So not to listen to the naysayers, because when people say all those negative stuff, something's wrong with them. Maybe they're jealous or they got low self-esteem, and I feel sorry for them because they can have their dreams come true if they work harder or go for it. And believe me, that's all we need to do, Because when you're happy and you feel good about yourself like me, you don't have to put down other people. All I have time to do is to be happy. And I talk about these things because it's the truth. But to not let it stop me and to do the best I can. Because I only have one life. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been through a lot of struggles. And I still go through it each day. But I'm trying to do the best I can because I only have one life to live. And to know when I write the song, it's honest and truthful. And I'm goodwill and positive at the same time. And that is truly what it is. So when you hear me talking about these things, it's a chance for me to stay positive. Because I have to be positive, be happy. Being happy means being happy, be cheerful, but tell the truth and tell it like it is. If anything don't look right, just clean it out of my soul for me to be to stay cheerful. Because if I keep these things on the rug or ignore it, then I won't be able to face it, and it will make me less happy. And those were the songs, Tragedy's Not What I Am, or Outkast, or Unique. Because Unique is about being unique, because it's beautiful to be unique. Songwriter, because being a lyricist was so profound for me to write those lyrics, and to work with somebody else, the joint collaboration was great. So to all the composers or lyricists, or if you're both or one or the other, you're a songwriter, and I salute you, or any artist or anybody wants to express themselves. This is so important. And you deserve credit like me. I deserve credit and acknowledgement for being involved in the song, and so do you. Well, anyway, here's the other songs that I co-written, and I know you like this one. And that is why I fell in love with you, and that is why I fell in love with you. I really like that song. I really do. I really do. Joy to run. You can buy them. You can be on Amazon, Deezer, and iTunes, or wherever you find them. They are there for you. And I just want to say that to all of you, I wish you the best whoever's listened to my podcast. To all the artists who write their songs like me, you deserve credit and respect just like me. No one should not be deprived of the right to credit of something they've been involved in. But also to everybody else, whatever, I hope and wish you all the best. Because we're all God's children, don't you know? You know that? That's why I always say, may all your wishes or dreams or whatever you want come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. We are all children that belong to God, meaning no matter what your religion is, no matter where you come from, no matter what your color, wherever you belong, we are all equal on this planet. Good day, good night from Dove.